You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International, one of the most popular holiday or weekend breakaway spots in Gauteng, or for Gauteng residents, is undoubtedly the Hardebeest Sport Dam. But the foul smell from the dam and the massive growth of algae pollution has kept visitors away. The Hardebeest Sport Dam Rehabilitation Steering Committee, with the assistance of community members, are currently making a difference. We'll speak to the committee's Casper Kruger. Casper, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning and thank you very much for inviting me to speak to your people this morning. Thank you very much.
Casper, when did you start with a project to remove the algae from the dam?
Yes, we did that. What actually happened last year, 2016, the hyacinths just start taking over the dam with a massive speed. And then the committee was formed on January 2017. And so we start the actually what happened there, the community itself invited for us, and they put us in charge to start with this program.
And are you making headway?
Okay. Yeah, we really need funding. It's a very, very big, it's a massive project. We really try our best, and we need actually funding because it costs a lot of funding to remove this hyacinth. But we're getting there. We're getting there. We already removed over 120 hectares already.
Give us an indication as to really how big the dam is, and you know, you've been referring to the hyacinths. What is this really?
Okay, the dam is about 45 kilometers in the radius, right around, if you go right around the dam. The dam itself, the hyacinth is about 30% of the surface of the dam is the hyacinth. Now, the problem is there was a winter, so it didn't really actually grow that much. But now with the summer on the way and the heat, when the moment it gets to a certain level, the hyacinth will actually double every 2 weeks. So that is a very big concern and a problem for us. So we need to double and actually triple up our effort to remove the hyacinth.
What is this hyacinth? What sort of algae is this? Or, you know, what does it constitute?
Yeah, I think that there's a problem. People say hyacinth and algae. There's a big, big difference. Algae is not hyacinth. Hyacinth is a plant. It's like, if I can just indicate, it looks like a water lily, but it's just a little bit of a different size and stuff. So hyacinth is a plant. Algae is actually a sort of a plant or stuff, food that grows from the water, from the heat and stuff, and that is good. Algae is food for the fish.
And how did the hyacinths come into the Hardebeest Sport Dam?
Yeah, well, 80% or 90% of the time when there's not an exotic plant or exotic fish, especially like the bass, it come in by some people who bring it from some other countries, and then it takes over the system. I just want to actually mention something. People must maybe understand. Hardebeest Sport Dam for the last 40 years is the cleanest water I ever seen is now, let's say, the last year or two, because this hyacinth is the one of the only plants that can suck and filtrate all this big nutrient. The levels of the dam's pollution is high. So if it comes through the river, it actually comes from the river, or 80% of all the problems, the hyacinth is like a filtration plant. It filters the water, and it's so clean that you can actually drink it. This is how clean our water is at this stage.
So then, what is the problem? Why then remove it?
Okay, because it actually opened the whole surface of the dam. Average at this stage, 30%. And 30% from a big dam is a lot. So what happened now, if the wind blows it, the day it's in Cosmos, the next day it's in Skierpoort, the other day it's in Mirov. Now, it infects a lot of places where it's shallow. It will stuck there. And then your bird life can't actually go into the water. There's plants all over because it's a floating plant. And then you've got your fish life, they can't breed. So it affects the whole ecosystem of the dam. So we need to take rid of these plants, especially 90%. The 10% that's left, you must keep at the inlet of the dam, hold it in big nets, and let it filtrate the water here.
Now, what is the process of removing this hyacinth?
Okay, what we're doing now, we remove about average a day 2.8 hectares with a big excavator that is on the other side of the dam, Schoemansville site. But we want to remove now to Oberon. Maybe some of the listeners will know exactly where Oberon is. And there's a big area where we will use about 5 to 6 kilometers of big nets, very, very strong nets, and secure all the hyacinths now on one area. And people can also come and see where it is. At the same time, it flows to the river, it will filter the water, and then get 3 or 4 more machines and a belt, like this conveyor belts, and try to get it out more with more speed. Yes.
You've given us an indication as to the process that is being followed in this regard, and that's not entirely being removed but being put in one particular corner. Tell us, is this current effort a private initiative, or do you get assistance from the local municipality or provincial authorities?
Okay. As you all know, the government actually has got no funding left. They said to us the next funding they will maybe have available is by next year sometime, I think February or March. The council also don't have any people helping us. We're all a private initiative, people that was voted by the council, by the community, to assist. We all got businesses. We try our best to run this and get people involved, and funding is coming only from the community. So even if I have to, and can I pledge to all the people, even if you're not staying around the dam, it is for the future, for our bird life and for our fish life. As any money that comes into this funding, it's a non-profit organization that can go to the website on the Hartebeest Steering Committee, and you'll see there's a website, and pay the money in there, because that funding is only going for the cost for removing the hyacinths.
Is that the only problem that the Hartebeest Dam is facing? Is it just the hyacinths, or are there other problems also?
No, definitely the hyacinths is one of now it will sound different. The hyacinth is not our biggest problem. We're facing a much bigger problem, and that is our self-sustained ecosystem. So the hyacinth is the one problem. We have to take out 90% of it. Then the second one is the pollution that still comes into this river. We have to build bigger wetlands in the river systems. So the moment any spills or anything that comes into the river is not allowed to go into the dam. So we must, prevention is better than cure, as you know. So with our knowledge of over 30 years, that's why I am on the committee and a few other people, is that we all got our own speciality. What we special in is actually to prevent any algae or any sewage come into the dam. And then the bird life and the fish life, we need to reintroduce some of the fish that's not in the dam anymore, like the banded tilapia, the flycarper, as they say, the yellowfish species, the barb species, and the Mozambique tilapia, and the red-breasted tilapia. That's all a long-term thing. This project, what we've got here is, just maybe to tell all our listeners, is that it's a long-term project. It's for the future. We will not end this program in the next 4 or 5 years. It will be a 20, 30, 40 years project. Yes.
How much of a tourist attraction is Hartebeest Dam still? How many tourists does it attract weekly, monthly, annually? Do we know anything in that regard?
I don't have the exact figures, but I can tell you that it's supposed to be the second most visited place in South Africa, except for Cape Town. I don't have the exact figure, but I can tell you, if I look at the town on weekends, if I look at the road, it's still very, very busy, but it did go down for me by exactly maybe 20 to 25% less people visit the Hartebeest Dam.
What is it that you want from listeners? Is the appeal? How can people become part of this process, or how can they contribute?
Okay, one of the appeals is definitely funding, but also not everybody is in a situation to give funding. We will advertise. They will go onto the Hartebeest Steering Committee, the Facebook site, and read everything there. Even on mine, Casper Kruger, you will see that I've got a big Facebook. My fisheries, I've got a fisheries in Hartebeest for them. there's a Facebook to everything is posted there. So one of the things is like what you do this morning, and I want to say thank you very much to you all, is to put us on the radio and let everybody know exactly what's going on. So that is one way of awareness, creating of awareness, so that people can come maybe on open days and take out some items just as awareness day. And then funding is definitely one. Advertising is one. There's a lot of ways that we can work together on this.
Certainly, and we'll continue to follow this story and monitor the developments. Casper, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, and I want to say thank you to all listeners, and thank you, and Masi, have a very, very beautiful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead. Bye. Bye. That is Casper Kruger speaking to us about the rehabilitation of the Hadrivier Spot Dam, and certainly one of the highlights of the Gauteng province, and as indicated, that it is, or it was at some stage, the second most visited place in the country, the second biggest tourist attraction in South Africa, certainly one of my favorite places in Gauteng. And every couple of months we go that side, and there are a number of resorts and lots of things to do in that particular region, the cable cars and the zoo and other things in that region. So with the rehabilitation taking place, I'm certainly excited about this, and I hope that it will be a successful project, and that the dam will be brought in order, and that the entire ecosystem in that particular region will be brought into equilibrium.